It's just politics. Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Don't you listen to what the man said.
Listen to what the man said.
You know, screw you as far as weak Republicans, dude.
What?
I said screw you as far as calling me a weak Republican.
That man is State Senator Howard Walker in a throwdown at a Republican luncheon in northern Michigan with a Tea Party regarding the vote on expanding Medicaid.
Senator Walker, liberated by the fact that he's not seeking re-election, speaks his mind and the mind of many establishment Republicans who are getting quite fed up with a Tea Party that just keeps saying no.
To a new international bridge in Detroit.
Yeah, no.
Extending Medicaid.
Nope.
The Common Core Student Measurement Standards.
Nuh-uh.
Road money.
Yet.
And the list goes on.
The Tea Party threatening primaries against Republicans who vote against them on those issues to use their convention clout to dump Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly from the GOP ticket next year.
And the Republican establishment responding by saying, it's our party and we want it back.
Everybody say
toward that end, the Michigan Republican Party last weekend launched its precinct captain outreach.
A couple hundred volunteers hit about 1,200 doors in an effort to recruit new blood or reinvigorate some of the old guard that's dropped out during the Tea Party era.
Precinct captains or precinct delegates are actually elected officials. They're chosen by voters to serve as a liaison with the party.
Many voters have never cast a ballot for a precinct delegate. There are 4,853 precincts in Michigan, and usually no one runs.
But every now and then, an insurgency like the Tea Party comes along and rediscovers the precinct delegate. Delegates go to county conventions, select people to go to state conventions.
And we have seen what the Tea Party can do at a Michigan Republican convention. This has happened before in 1987. Supporters of Pat Robertson and Jack Kemp took over, starting at the grassroots, seized or almost seized control of the state Republican Party. It was in court. There were dueling state Republican conventions in Grand Rapids.
So now Republicans coming back to attend to their neglected grassroots to stop a reprise of 1987.
Or what veteran political journalists call the good old days.
Now, Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly wants to fend off a convention challenge to his renomination next year.
Kelly says he'll be doing his own personal outreach to recruit precinct delegate candidates. We could actually see some contested races for these hyper-local seats.
So let's look ahead now to later this evening, to this weekend, when Michigan Republicans are gathering on Mackinac Island. Their goal is to strategize and unify before next year's election, when Governor Snyder will almost certainly run for another term.
Mm-hmm. Let's once again dispatch to the dustbin the idea that one tough nerd has been reticent about his plans to run again.
He said he'll push off a formal announcement until the new year, but everything else, Rick says he's running.
But again, he's got this grassroots problem. Despite having signed a law to make Michigan a right-to-work state, he's really more of a Republican moderate.
But some Tea Partiers still continue to dream of primary mischief.
Making a strange bedfellows alliance with Democrats who want to poke the nerd in the eye over right to work and the income tax on pensions, among other things.
But they'd have to convince those otherwise Democratic voters to abandon their own party, their own primary. That's because Michigan doesn't allow crossover voting. You have to vote in just one or the other. But we have seen it happen before.
Oh, sure. Some people think Democratic mischief-making was partially responsible for John McCain's upset Michigan primary victory over George W. Bush in 2000.
So, Governor Rick Snyder, get working on those grass roots.
Well, he is a problem solver. Thing is, though, millionaires typically pay someone else to take care of the law.
It's my
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.